Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Psalm 59 has one of the most complicated arrangements. It's remarkable that a man on the run, as David was, took the time to weave his thoughts into such exquisite designs. The psalm is divided in two, with part 1, verses 1 to 10a, ending with the words, quote, I will wait for you, O you his strength, for God is my defense. My God of mercy shall come to meet me, verses 9 and 10. Part 2, verses 10b to 17, has a similar conclusion, quote, To you, O my strength, I will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy, verse 17. You see the threefold chord? God is my strength, my defense, and my mercy. His strength empowers us, his defense encircles us, and his mercy enables us to get through the most challenging of circumstances. Thank you, David, for that. But notice that these two major parts are again subdivided, each by a selah, thus forming four stanzas. Each of the stanzas before the selahs start with a call for victory, although the first is supplication and the second is affirmation. Quote, Deliver me from my enemies, O my God, verse 1, and, quote, God shall let me see my desire on my enemies, verse 10b. Then the two stanzas after the selahs begin in a similar way, verses 6 and verse 14 and 15. We might not find this the sort of conversation for polite society, but extreme circumstances require extreme measures. David is the one being treated as dog food, a not uncommon motif in the Old Testament. 1 Kings 14:11, 16:4, 21:19, plus verses 23 and 24, 22:38, and 2 Kings 9, verses 10 and 36. And David spoke similarly when addressing Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, verse 46, see also verse 43. But he trusts in, quote, Yahweh Elohim of Sabaoth, the Elohe of Israel, verse 5. And such a glorious God is more than enough for one needy man. David would ask for nothing less than God himself, and God can give us nothing more.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.